Fewer felons are getting their voting rights restored under Governor Rick Scott than in the past two administrations. Attorney Brittany Baker says her clients were denied the right to once again vote because of traffic violations or admitting they drank or used drugs. More than 1.5 million people in Florida can't vote.
It's a pretty big impact. That's actually 10.4% of Florida's voting age population, which is just absolutely gigantic to disenfranchise that large a percentage of your population.
Governor Scott heads the board. He put waiting periods in place upon entering office in 2011, which have increased application backlogs. The board only meets 4 times a year. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.